It is the month of Floatober, and it's your chance to get into floating and also helping a good cause in the guise of SANE. And as I do throughout Floatober, I have a chat to Michelle, Dr. Michelle, in fact. I get official when I say Dr. Michelle, who is the practitioner at Water Temple where Floatober is happening. She's on the line. Hello, Dr. Michelle.
Hello, Timmy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. And you?
I'm pretty good today.
That's good.
A bit grey, though.
A bit grey?
Doing the grey thing and raining.
Yes, but
which is
good.
A good reflection of the topic today of depression, because people who are depressed are often feeling a bit grey. So
yes, they are indeed. So depression, how is depression treated, or what can the good things of floating do for depression?
Well, I think it's not just, no modality can do everything for everyone, and when depending on how serious the depression is, I think that's why we've partnered with somewhere like SANE and all the other fantastic charities that are available that support people with depression. Because even looking at the statistics, there's only 1 in 5 people that, or 1 in 3 people that actually reach out to mental health services, and we've got 1 in 5 people that experience some level of depression in their life, whether it's long term or short term. They're amazing statistics, and they're not really improving, and the mental health organizations around the world are trying to find other ways of treating this mental health condition, because it's affecting not only the person suffering with depression, but the work colleagues and the family, and they can't just keep medicating with antidepressants of any form.
Sure.
So I think the research that's coming out with people like Justin Feinstein and some other research that's been done in Sweden and China's really on the uptake of that, because when I was in Beijing, they've actually got float centres attached to hospital departments, which is a lot different to what happens in the West. We're just finding it a bit of a trending therapy, whereas in China, they're actually prescribing it.
Right.
Much, much more as a therapy in itself. And so when Justin was here last year, he was at the mental health conference, and I think we're just trying to really raise awareness of the benefit that floating provides is increasing that sense of wellness, because when people are more relaxed and they're reducing their anxiety, you're relieving some pain out of people who have got depression, because some people are depressed because they've had an injury, either at work or at home, and they can't get about and live their normal life. People with fibromyalgia, people that, as I said, have got work injuries. We've got a guy in at the moment that has fractured his back, and he can't have surgery, couldn't have physio, couldn't have chiro or any manipulative therapy, you know, like massage or anything else like that. It was too hard to go to the gym. He couldn't get into rehab, but he finds flotation therapy 3 times a week is actually helping him recover, and he has a job that he can't really go in and take drugs. Because,
yep.
You know, he's operating equipment, and the fastest thing that's helped him is actually the float therapy.
I would imagine,
so
it would help.
It helps manage the pain level.
Yeah. And also, would it be good for the back, because you're taking all the pressure
well,
off
fantastic
it?
For the, it's fantastic for the back, because we all know that magnesium in itself and magnesium sulfate or Epsom salts actually helps with relaxing the muscles. And so when they're not tense, they don't pull on the skeletal system as much. So it actually relaxes the system enough and reduces the inflammation to allow the body to heal itself. So that has a huge, big psychological effect as well as the physical effect of the benefits in that sense.
Sure.
And, you know, for me as a practitioner, I find it immensely rewarding when, I don't really have to do too much with acupuncture, but you're seeing such immediate results straight away. And even after his first float experience, when he came in trying it out, the inflammation that he had around his waist was immediately reduced. So his partner just said, "My God, what have you just done? You're not as thick around the girth. You know, you don't have those love handles that you had before you went in floating." So you're seeing that Epsom salts doing its thing of hydrating the cell and removing the excess fluid, so it helps with the lymphatics and the fluid retention. So it was great for that. But I wanted to mention that I've had the most rewarding patient that I've really ever worked with, and it was a 74-year-old woman that came in for bladder condition, which in Chinese medicine is related to the water element. So just share that little connection of the water element in Chinese medicine is associated with the kidney and the bladder. So it's a fluid metabolism in the body, and the emotion associated with that is actually depression. And she was on Zoloft, which is an antidepressant medication, and her practitioner had said to her some 20-odd years ago that you will be on this medication for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in, and after 9 months of floating, and we had conversations as well, she has been off Zoloft now for over a month.
Wow.
And that was had a lot to do with floating. And yes, there's some levels of, you know, that she still faces with some levels of anxiety, but she chooses not to take any more medication. And she has worked through all of that thing herself, which is absolutely fantastic and amazing for me to be privileged in that position to support someone through that. And where I think it's so important that people A, not use one modality, but if they're in counselling or in therapy of, you know, levels of psychiatry or psychotherapy or psychologists, then they can use this as an adjunct and support what they're doing. Because when you're floating and you're relaxed and it's improving the quality of your sleep, then you can feel a different sense of peace and calm and serenity and a better sense of well-being. And I think that's where floating really benefits, is by improving that sense of well-being, that people then feel a little bit safer in their own body, that they can take on a different way of thinking and being in their system.
And it encourages the body, I would imagine, to heal when you're in that sort of mindset. Also,
yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Isn't it, that after all these years of the corporations selling us drugs, that, you know, medical marijuana, floating, all these sort of things are now starting to come to the fore, and people are getting off the drugs that have been prescribed by the doctors and sold by the corporations.
Well, I think that implies it's quite an interesting topic in itself, Tim, because you're looking at how marketing has manipulated so much. And like, this is a bit of a sticky topic, but, you know, not necessarily one that you want to go too deep into on public radio. But, you know, it's sort of people at the moment with floating, people have to vote with their feet because of the testimonials and their own personal experience, because there's not enough research and trials to validate this. To, you know, like, they haven't got hundreds of people mm-hmm. that have done all these trials. You've only got much smaller pilot, peer-reviewed, clinical-reviewed trials. All of those are available on the Water Temple website. I've tried to incorporate those into the blog, so if people want to learn more about the research, then it's available on the website.
Sure.
But for me, I've got to that, I'm happy as a an early adapter in the health area, that what I experience and what people feed back to me, like on a global level, and what they experience, those testimonials, people vote with their feet these days, and that's why they're wanting to get something different from prescribed medication.
Sure.
Because they're not getting that result. And, you know, Dr. Google
effects.
Tells you a lot about prescription medication, side effects of that. Does the surgery, or is the surgery always the best option, or can I try something else and then go down the surgical path? And as I said at the beginning, no one modality suits every single person. You've got to go and do your homework. And for sure, coming from an acupuncturist perspective and working with other healing modalities, they would be the things I'd recommend first. But if you need surgery or something like that, then you
last
get
resort.
Up for that, and you use things like physio, Pilates, flotation therapy to help, you know, with the recovery as well.
Sure. So the good thing about Floatoba, of course, is that you are donating for every float that people come in. You want to quickly run through the offers you've got?
Oh, we've got great. It's a great, really rewarding offer. If you come in and float, we donate $20 from each of those floats to SANE, which is a fantastic charity that's also been around a bit longer than Beyond Blue. And having volunteered in both Caring and Lifeline, I know these organisations do an incredible job. Even the staff that man the phones and directing you to the various organisations or helping you move into that next step, they're so vital for our community.
Sure.
And then you can do a team float, which is always really good for, you know, people who work in corporations and work together. Because if you float before a meeting, then you're really clear in your communication and you can think and process what you want to talk about. And of course, you can still have four floats in that month and go through your own transformation and experience a different level of relaxation for yourself. And obviously, if there's a team of you that are six, then you can come in and the six of you can float. So
and
they're really good options.
$120 goes to Sane.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Michelle, thank you so much. Always a pleasure talking to you. It's called Flowtober. You can either look up flowtober.com.au or watertemple.com.au. Dr. Michelle can also help you with a bit of Chinese medicine while you're there, can't you?
I can indeed, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Floating is simple. Just step into a dream pod filled with Epsom salts, lie back and feel the tension release. During Flowtober, book a 60-minute float for $89 and enjoy the benefits of flotation therapy. And $20 will be donated to Sane Australia. Go to flowtober.com.au.